Time now on the Medusa pregame show to visit with Tom Ceratori, head coach of the BSU Beavers. Tom, the fans and the media always like to look into the past. Teams always want to focus in on the present. Have you and the players completely moved past last year?
Yeah, we don't even talk about it. We haven't talked one thing about last year. It's all about this year and, you know, what we want to do and how we want to get off to a fast start and play the game the right way.
Looking back, though, for us in the media and for the fans tonight listening, you know, what in your mind was the most impressive part of what you guys did last year?
I think that early run, Schultz. I mean, we were 11-0-1, 12-0-1, 11-0-1, whatever it was right there. But we got off to such a fast start in the WCHA, and by the time we, you know, we got to the 12th game right there, I mean, it was a we were going to be one or two. I mean, so it was nice to get that fast start, and it's nice to play with that kind of cushion. And, you know, that doesn't happen too often. So typically, again, every weekend is, you know what, if you're playing pretty good hockey every weekend, you're going to move up or move down maybe. But it was nice from the get-go, you know, being in first place.
You had two freshmen a year ago that played big-time minutes. How impressed were you with Tommy Muck and Zach Whitecloud last year?
Well, again, they were mature beyond their years, and it showed last year in their play. And it's nice to have those types of surprises.
Obviously, you're looking into a crystal ball with this question, but do you have any freshmen this year that have that kind of capability?
Well, Brendan Harris is a talented freshman, and you know, he's going to get the opportunity right away to he's playing. You know, he's really going to play some significant minutes for us, Schultz. See, right now, we've got him as one of our top three centermen, and he's going to play on the power play. We have him killing some penalties, so we'll see what happens right there. But you know, he's a tremendous hockey player. He's kind of a Tyler Schofield type player.
More with Coach Ceratori when we return. Medusa Pregame Show here on the Beaver Radio Network. Welcome back to the Medusa Pregame Show on the Beaver Radio Network, part two with Coach Tom Ceratori. You were mentioning at the Beaver Pride Lunch how difficult it's going to be to put the lineup together early on in the season. With those seven freshmen, eight if you include Aaron Miller, who didn't play last year, do you want to get them all into action here in the first couple of weeks?
Well, again, in a perfect world, yeah, Schultz, but it doesn't work that way. And there's no perfect world, so... You know, I just want to go one game at a time. I hate that cliche, by the way. And I think you do, too, and I do, too, the one game at a time. But I do. You want to go one game at a time because there's going to be things that are going to happen. There's going to be some injuries. There's going to be some guys who, you know, might have the off game. So I just got to let things play out a little bit. And maybe sometimes it just takes care of itself.
If you had to pick an adjective to describe that class as a whole, what would it be?
I would say dynamic. Experience isn't an adjective, but experienced, you know. Probably experience, because they're all 20-year-old freshmen. It's probably the biggest thing.
Duluth has already played two teams that were picked to finish pretty high up into their league's preseason standings. How much of an advantage is that to Duluth tonight?
I think it's an advantage playing some game. There's no question. You're battle tested, and you can't simulate game. You know, you can't simulate game situations in practice. So having a couple games on your belt this time of the year is huge. And, you know, we just have to make sure we get through the first period. And, you know, we don't stub our toe. And we just have to just play hard and take care of the puck. And hopefully, again, you know what, don't play on our heels, play on our toes. And hopefully by the second period, you know, we're at game speed.
Week one byes don't happen very often. What goes into making a non-conference schedule?
Well, it's when you have availability with your dates, and there's no secret formula. You just have to have available dates. When you have available dates, you see what can work.
How much of your systems do you have in already?
You know, pretty much a lot. We've kind of went over everything. We've had practice time, Schultz. It's the one thing we've had, but I think the last three or four days, it's like, you know what, practice, you know, they're sick of it. And, you know, so you don't know how productive they are, but... you know, muscle memory. We have enough experience on our team too, Schultz, where, you know, they know what we do and they know how we want to play, and you know, it's their job too to execute.
Best of luck.
Thanks, Schultz.
Tom Ceratori, head coach of the Beavers. Starting lineups next here on the Beaver Radio Network.